Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Several years ago, we interviewed our next guest about why she had decided to move her pharmaceutical manufacturing company from Florida to South Carolina. It turned out to be a good move as the company has grown significantly since then. But what has also happened since then, the virus crisis, has brought the company to the forefront of much-needed supplies, telehealth, rural broadband, and the anticipated economic recovery. Lou Kennedy is CEO of Nephron Pharmaceuticals, and she joins us now by phone from her office in West Columbia, South Carolina. Lou, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
First of all, for our listeners not familiar with your company, tell us a little bit more about what your basic business has been prior to this crisis.
We are a generic manufacturer. For 22 years, we've been in the respiratory business. We make nebulizer solutions. And then about 3 years ago, we started a new division of our company. We can sterile compound the meds for anything that is on drug shortage. So all kinds of sterile injectable drugs, many of whom are being used on COVID patients, like paralytics that put people to sleep, and then they will put the ventilator on the patient, and then when they're waking them back up, we make those medications as well.
And now walk us through what has happened at your company since the crisis hit.
Well, as you know, it's a severe respiratory distress virus, and as such, we are making the meds that are used to treat the symptoms of COVID-19. We typically ship about 85 million doses a month, and during March, we shipped 193 million, and so we were quite busy, and fortunately, we had plenty of supply. And then, of course, the sterile injectables division was up at least 20-25%. They were purchasing the meds specifically for treating COVID patients.
And you've been in the news a lot lately, I've noticed. One of the items that I picked up was the issue of rural broadband in our state, how that is lacking and how that is affecting the telehealth to the rural areas.
Yes, I mean, I was working on this mission, if you will, sometime in the latter part of 2019. And after we've seen so many people being aided and assisted by the use of telehealth, telemedicine amidst this crisis, I recognize this is an even more important time for us to be talking about the need for rural broadband or connectivity for everybody. This was a perfect time for me to reach out to the South Carolina delegation, urging them to consider this broadband effort and how much, you know, I supported it and others in the business community. And I've heard back from each person on the delegation, and it was very well received, and all of them have communicated in some form or another that they were eager to see this be widely adopted across the country, certainly for South Carolinians.
And so how do you expect that this will be accomplished?
There's a lot of work that's being done, you know, behind the scenes right now. The state chamber has been very out front with this and working to set up a big coalition of all the stakeholders across the state, different providers like the co-ops and the power companies, as well as the phone companies. And people who are alive in the 1940s will remember how we had to electrify this country. Well, this to me, and I agree with Congressman Clyburn on this, this is truly infrastructure, just like roads and bridges. We need this infrastructure to connect us as well. And so I've been very supportive of what Congressman Clyburn has been saying and doing. And I've indicated my full support for him and whatever he's trying to do for this broadband effort.
And then just recently, you were appointed to Governor McMaster's economic recovery team. And tell us about that.
My particular committee met, and we discussed things like, how do we help people with their child care needs? When should we get back into restaurants? How are we going to sanitize? What are cleaning procedures? And so it was so many different industries coming together to weigh in, whether they're small business, large business, not-for-profits. I have to add one thing. I am so very proud of the way that Governor McMaster has handled this state, the way that he's done his stay-at-home order versus just shutting everything down and really just squeezing the entire economy. I'm very appreciative, and I've told him how supportive I am.
Well, Lou, thank you so much for the work you are doing and for your time today.
Well, thank you, Mike. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Lou Kennedy is CEO of Nephron Pharmaceuticals based in West Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.